Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 14. My dove in the clefts of the rock, in the hiding places on the mountainside, show me your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. Song of Songs is often misunderstood as a love poem between a man and a woman, and at first glance it does seem to be just that, but it is actually one giant metaphor, still a love story, but one written about God's relationship with God's people. It's beautiful. We don't often read it, but really it is just filled with lovely reminders of how God seeks us, finds us, pursues us, and loves us, no matter how unworthy we may feel. See, our culture is filled with stories telling me how unworthy I am, that who I am isn't good enough. Right? Our culture tells us we need more likes, more notoriety, more followers. We need to have the perfect marriage, perfect job, perfect kid, perfect hair, perfect clothes. I know you know the pressure I'm speaking of. It's so hard to present perfection when we are anything but. In our small groups this winter, one of the videos we watched was from Nadia Boltz-Weber, where she says that so much of our faith is trying to buff ourselves up and smooth the rough edges of who we are. And she says, yet it is our jagged edges that God holds on to, that God grabs us by. Isn't that just lovely? Such a beautiful image. So we come to this verse from Song of Songs. It's actually one of my favorites, and it's one that I go to when I'm feeling especially less than. It's a call from God to come out of hiding and speak, to show my face, and to be present. You see, when things aren't going my way, when I get bad news, when I'm feeling hurt or beat up by the world, when I'm feeling inadequate, my tendency is to hide. I want to crawl under the covers and eat chocolate and never come out. And while that might feel nice for a little bit, it's not the full life that God has in mind for me. It's not the life God wants for you either. God wants to see your face. God wants to hear your voice. Not for any other reason than because you are God's beloved. That's it. Notice in this verse, it doesn't say our words are sweet or our facial expressions are lovely. It says your voice is what is sweet. Your face is what is lovely. God just wants your presence. God just wants you, a relationship with you. So even if you aren't feeling the best or your face is sad or your words are angry, God still says, your face is lovely and your voice is sweet. You see, when God can see our face and hear our voice, when we aren't hiding, it means we are with God, together in this life that is neither perfect nor always beautiful. And that is just what God wants, you, just as you are. However you are, whatever you are feeling or saying, God wants to be a part of it, good and bad, high and low, all of it. So no matter what you are going through today, know that God is with you. And God wants you to stop hiding and let God be with you in it all. Anger, sorrow, love, joy. God wants it all. Don't hide. You are God's beloved, just as you are.
Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.